Don't want to spoil things for you if you happen to be feeling younger than springtime. But a little item here from our My How Time Flies department. Today is Shirley Temple's birthday. She's 39. How old? Want to drop a hemlock? Unusual by the Trombones Unlimited.
Today, a special treat. John Philip Azusa, the celebrated director of the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, has consented to a personal interview by Mr. Keenan Wynn. Let's join them.
And you began directing singers when you were 3 years old?
Yes! I conducted my father in the shower.
And this was in your native Albania?
Absolutely no! It was in Azusa! Azusa, California!
I see. Then Azusa is named after your father, or is it vice versa?
Versa? By the way, were you named after the Wynn Oil Company or versa vice?
Neither one. The Wynn Oil Company people and I are not related. They make Wynn's friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and many more products, all designed to keep your car going strong. I am an actor. Both our names just happen to be spelled W-Y-N-N.
A likely story.
Oh, I give up.
During the Korean War, a group of Marines landed on the beach at a place called Wonsan. They were greeted by Bob Hope, who'd arrived 20 minutes before they did. How nice to see you, Bob said. You must come to all my invasions. There's apparently no place Bob won't go to perform for the troops, and of course he's very big on benefits. He performed at a benefit in Miami, where he talked with reporter Larry King of station WIOD.
Time magazine once said, Bob, that you spend about half the days of the year working for nothing. That true?
I don't think so. No.
Not that many?
No, I'm too mercenary. No, I don't. No chance of that. I work for nothing on a golf course a little bit. But maybe that's what they mean.
Well, you're more associated with benefits, I would say, than any performer, wouldn't you? If you were looking at it objectively.
Certain performers are equipped to do benefits, you know? Like, for instance, I'm from vaudeville, Jack Benny, Frank Sinatra. all those kind of guys that get up and entertain. They can walk in and do a show, you know, people that are equipped. I can go up and go on if you pull me. It's happened to me. I was walking through a hotel lobby in Toledo, and they said they're just honoring the dean of women here in the next room, and they'd be thrilled if you'd walk in there. And I had to walk in there, and I got up and did 15 minutes, you know. You can walk in. I'm prepared to do that.
Now, how come so many performers, and you've heard this, complain about benefits, that they get to do it, and then the people running the benefit usually ask more of them than the nightclub owner paying them $20,000 a week?
Well, those different instances. You know, it's a funny thing. We used to say, Larry, that they'd send a big limousine for you with the flowers and the whole thing and take you to the benefit, and after the show was over, you'd have to hitchhike back. They'd leave you there, you know? But that's only in rare instances. I think I've had some of my greatest kicks out of benefits and trying to help people.
You know? When you're working, the performer is working and it's a benefit. When you're on stage, is that any different than when you're being paid?
Different approach? No, I don't think so. I think you get a bigger kick out of doing benefits. You know, Bob Newhart was a young guy about 10 years ago or 8 years ago. We were doing this show at the Hollywood Bowl for the Boys Club of Hollywood. And I called him. I was sort of in charge of the show, and I called Bob, and I said, come on, why don't you come over and do the show? And he said, gee, I don't know whether I want to. So I said, well, Bob, think it over, and if you feel it, I said, think about it, and if you feel it, do it, because nobody's going to force you to do it. And he called me back in about an hour. He said, yeah, I think I want to do that. I said, well, if you get something out of it personally, do it. And if you don't like it, you know, it's like anything else. It's like bowling or eating lychee nuts, you know.
You like it, though.
I get a kick out of it, yeah, I really do. And I know a lot of people do. A lot of people, it's a thing where you get hooked on doing something that helps somebody, and it's nice. It's, you know, after all, I feel I've been pretty lucky in this business and pretty lucky with my health and everything else.
Bob Hope, interviewed by reporter Larry King. And there's more of that interview coming up on the Sunday evening portion of Monitor, at which time you'll also hear a conversation with Anna Maria Alberghetti on her approach to marriage, and songwriter Vernon Duke singing Fascinating Rhythm in Russian. I don't see how you can miss this. Fascinating Rhythm is a Gershwin tune, of course. And Mr. Duke, wrote April in Paris and Autumn in New York. So you're invited to stay for more of the best sound around on the Monitor Beacon. Minutes past the hour.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Music on Monitor by Mancini. Something brand new by the Mancini Orchestra and Chorus. True for the road.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me. And any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. To far the road we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs and living life the way we please. In summertime the sun will shine, in winter we'll drink summer wine, and every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long love still wears a smile, I know.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Vigoro, the goof-proof lawn foods.
We're getting close to hearing more and more of a phrase that really makes no sense. And I'll be back to discuss that after this from Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shake up, make it wake up with the bold green figure of Vigoro.
You bet. And the reason is simple. The manufacturers of Vigoro know what they're doing. They've been at it longer and hold more patents for plant feeding breakthroughs than any other outfit in the country, bar none. And when they make a Vigoro product for any lawn or garden use, it's tailor-made for the area it's sold in. That's the secret of the bold green vigor of Vigoro.
It's a lot greener than green. Vigoro,
the goof-proof, tailor-made lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
In the early part of every baseball season, you start hearing a phrase that really gets to me. A player or a team gets off to a good start, and somebody's a cinch to say, he or they aren't that good. Some people get a kick out of knocking other people, and I guess that's the only reason for the phrase. Take last season as an example. The Cleveland Indians won their first 10 games of the season. After about the fifth victory, you started to hear, they aren't that good. Well, they were right. Nobody is that good. If the Indians were that good, they'd wind up the season with a record of 162 victories and no defeats. But the point is that the Indians won those first 10 games. The guys who enjoy knocking might not have wanted to give the Indians credit for it, but the man who figures out the standings had to give them the credit. When the season was over, the Indians were a 500 ball club. They wouldn't have made the 500 mark without every one of those 10 victories. There used to be an infielder with the Pittsburgh Pirates named Frankie Gustine. When he wound up his career, he played in more than 1,200 games and had a lifetime batting average of .265. But if the season had lasted 5 weeks instead of 5 months, Frankie Gustine would have been more famous than Ty Cobb. For the first month of most of the years that he played, Gustine led the league in hitting. And a lot of the time, he was right around the 400 mark. Now, Gustine was no 400 hitter. Everybody knew that, including Gustine. But the fact remains that he was a great spring hitter, and the Pirates, over the years, won a lot of ball games because of it. Somebody went to Frankie Frisch one time when Frisch was managing the Pirates and brought up the name of Gustine. It was early in the year, and Gustine was hitting about .380. This guy said to Frisch, he's not that good a hitter. Frisch just grinned a little and said, you think I ought to bench him? Maybe I'm extra sensitive about it because of something that happened to me. In 1950, I got off to a good start. And by the 1st of June, I was hitting around .330 and already had 20 runs batted in. And then I had a collision at first base with Jackie Robinson one day and wound up with a shoulder separation and didn't play again until September. Now, I've never tried to pass myself off as a good hitter. I always work on the theory that you might have a record book in your house and you'd be able to check up on me anyway. But the first 6 weeks of the 1950 season, I was a good hitter. Maybe if I'd have played all year, water would have found its own level. But nobody was giving me base hits or letting me bat in runs. The guy who said I wasn't a good hitter was right most of the time. But for those 6 weeks, he was wrong. Why do people say they're not that good? Who knows? It's kind of like the newspaper man who walked up to Don Larson right after Larson had pitched his perfect game and said, would you say this was the best game you ever pitched? This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Joe will be back this evening. During the week, catch his sports show on NBC Radio. Have a pair of Sinatras, Nancy and Francis Albert.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seems so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. By saying something stupid like I love
take a breather about now. They're throwing a big bonus sale.
It's really the big sale of the year, Edie. Plymouth dealers are offering specially equipped Fury, Belvedere, and Valiant models with special equipment at specially reduced prices. Winning deals on the wild new Barracudas, too. See them now during Plymouth's big bonus sale.
Follow your heart to your Plymouth dealer today.
See the cars that stunned the automotive world by winning 3 out of 7 classes in this year's Mobile Economy Run. See Plymouth and save during your Plymouth dealer's big bonus sale. Possibly know there's been a lot of student unrest at a couple of big universities this week. Catholic University in Washington, Columbia in New York. By way of contrast, the University of Washington in Seattle, which has an enrollment of more than 26,000, recently sponsored a panel discussion on student apathy. It was attended by 20 persons. Monitor continues after a short break. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, catch us on WKJG, which serves the tri-state area, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan.
Conrad Adenauer, His Life and Times, a news special, Tuesday night on the NBC Radio Network.